This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. South Africa has declared 10 days of official mourning for Nelson Mandela. His struggle against apartheid was a fight against a system of political and economic oppression. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark looks at the enduring economic challenges in South Africa.
When Nelson Mandela was sworn in as president, he described his hopes in political and economic terms. Let there be justice and peace for all, he said, and
let there be work, bread, water, and salt for all.
Yet today, the country's unemployment rate is nearly 25%. White households earn an average of six times more than black ones do. Nearly all white homes have modern plumbing, while two-thirds of black homes do not.
Power changed hands politically in South Africa. But in the economy, that did not happen.
Donna Katzen directs Shared Interest. It's a nonprofit that helps black South Africans start businesses. She met Mandela several times and says he knew economic apartheid would take generations to undo.
Because so much of it has been baked into the infrastructure and the geography and the systems of the country.
But as Mandela once said, it's people who've created poverty and it's people who will overcome it. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
Nelson Mandela will be buried a week from Sunday at his rural home. A national memorial service at a soccer stadium near Johannesburg is set for this Tuesday. Mandela was 95.